If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are many factors that have changed in the economy over the past few years. And as an investor, the idea of losing your rental income can be terrifying. So in this video, we're going to talk about how a recession impacts real estate investors and why it's so important to invest in a recession-resistant market. Make sure you stick around until the end because I'm also sharing my favorite economically strong market in the country right now and the main reasons why I think it's the best recession-resistant city for investors. So let's get into it. With all the changes COVID brought, many people were worried about their financial future, and the real estate investors were no exception. I know many investors who worried that their tenants might get sick or lose their jobs, ultimately leading to a loss of rental income. Luckily, for the most part, the rental industry has recovered from these uncertainties. But of course, we can never predict things like a global pandemic. That's why I'm also so passionate about making smart investments in recession-resistant markets. Now, the good news is, in most scenarios, rental rates don't typically drop during a recession. As I like to say, people will always need a place to live. In fact, sometimes a recession can even drive up demand for rental properties, as we're seeing right now, actually. It's getting harder for people to buy homes as interest rates rise. So guess what? They turn to renting until the tides change. Sometimes that can last for years. However, this doesn't mean all investors are going to be automatically protected from a recession. While real estate is the best investment you can make in an economic downturn, there are so many other factors that go into it. You know, asset class, strategy, leverage, and of course, location. All of those things are incredibly important. So what exactly is a recession-resistant market? A study conducted by Smart Asset in 2020 looked at data in over 200 U.S. cities and used 9 metrics across 3 different categories, including employment, housing, and social assistance, to find the most recession-resistant cities in the United States. Specifically for landlords, it's critical that you think about these factors before you invest in any market, because you need to know what the unemployment rate is. How has it changed historically with economic recessions? You know, if you don't study history, you are doomed to repeat it. What are the housing costs in this particular market? And how are those prices impacted by fluctuations in the economy? This is why thorough market research is a crucial part of any investing strategy and something that we do deeply at our company. Now, if you haven't seen my video on rental market research, I'll make sure you have a link for it right here. You can click on the little card and you can actually watch that as well. Now, with that being said, when you look at the data from this study, I think you'll notice a theme here. Many Texas cities are ranked as recession-proof. This is due to a few key metrics, so let's go through them. Change in unemployment rate during the recession. Change in housing prices during the Great Recession. Percentage of the population that relies on public assistance programs. So at my company, Morris Invest, we weren't surprised by these findings at all. In fact, our team conducts extensive market research, and we've been sharing the benefits of investing in Texas, particularly West Texas, for years. So let's talk about my favorite recession-resistant rental market, and that is Lubbock, Texas. Now, even before COVID hit, Lubbock was already considered an economically strong city. And now we've seen its resilience through the pandemic. In fact, in January, Lubbock Mayor Dan Pope explained that an unemployment rate stayed consistent in Lubbock throughout the pandemic. And there are actually more jobs in Lubbock now than there were pre-COVID. What makes Lubbock's economy so successful is that it kept its recession-proof status even during a nationwide economic collapse. How did they pull this off? First off, Lubbock maintains a low unemployment rate. This is due to the fact that there's a massive number of stable jobs in the area. So let's take a moment to break this down a bit. You've got Texas Tech University, located in Lubbock, employs thousands of faculty and staff. And you have Texas Tech has pumped over $1 billion into Lubbock's economy, fueling the boom that we're seeing in this economy. In addition to this, there are over 40,000 students enrolled in an academic school year, which means there will certainly be high demand for rental properties in this area. Earlier this year, Forbes reported that Texas is home to more Fortune 500 companies than any other state. That's right. I'm not surprised by this. This includes AT&T, Tesla, Hewlett-Packard, ExxonMobil, and much more. Texas is attractive to businesses for a few reasons: favorable taxes, fewer regulations than other states, tons of high-quality infrastructure. There are two major healthcare systems in Lubbock, UMC and Covenant Health. The UMC healthcare system employs more than 4,500 people and disperses over $280 million in payroll, which are impressive numbers. Where do people spend that money? They spend it largely back in the local economy. Along with this, Covenant Health is also located in Lubbock. It's considered one of the largest healthcare systems and employs thousands of people in this area. So with that being said, this sector propels the Lubbock economy and helps maintain its recession-proof status. People will always have to go to the hospital, and they're going to continue to go to college. As well as this brings thousands of individuals and families to Lubbock who need jobs and a place to call home. Employment is a huge factor that makes Lubbock recession resistant. But let's talk about a few additional reasons why it's such a great rental market. The rental market in Lubbock is in great shape. Recent trends are showing that renter-occupied units make up nearly 50% of the housing market. The population in Lubbock is steadily growing, creating a high demand for rentals. And in Texas in general, you're going to see more affordability in housing prices, increased rental profits due to the lack of state income tax, as well as laws that are favorable towards landlords. Again, Texas is the number one landlord-friendly state in the country. So to sum things up, investing in a recession-resistant market is typically going to be a key indicator of your success as a real estate investor, especially in our ever-changing economy today. Personally, my favorite recession-resistant market is Lubbock, Texas. That's where the bulk of my investments are, and that's the bulk of what we do at Morris Invest. So no matter where you invest, it's important that you take a look at some of these key factors like employment rates, housing data, crime data, all of that. And if you're ready to invest, but you want the market research done for you, be sure to get on our calendar. You can schedule a free call with our team at morrisinvest.com. We'd love to learn about your goals, how investing in a recession-resistant market can actually help you get there. Again, go to our website at morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button, and a little calendar will pop up. You choose the time that works for you, and we will give you a call at that time. We will also have a link to the website in our description below, and we'll see you next time, everyone.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.